Hi there. Playing a hand of cards in my bar again. Without saying hello first, I'm hurt. No, don't mind me. I just want to see what kind of hand you have. Oh, my fingernails are digging into your shoulder. Well, that's too fucking bad. Dealer, won't you turn over your card for my friend? I want to see if they won. Ooh, that's a bust. Lady Luck wasn't with you. Guess you just got me. And the house is taking all your money. That's a shame. I hope you have more where that came from. You didn't forget how much you owe me, did you? No? Good. And how could you, with my daily reminders? And so many of them are delivered in person by yours truly. You should be honored. I'm a busy girl. If only you were so quick with your payments as you are with your comebacks. Come on, we're going to have a talk in my office. Don't worry, my associates are going to guard the door and make sure we're not interrupted. Am I going to break your knuckles? Aw, that's a good one. I love your knuckles. How are you going to pay me back with hurt hands? Honestly, that's why you get yourself into these messes. You have no business sense. There. Now that's better. The two of us alone in a dark room. Have a seat at my desk and don't mind the papers. It's been a busy week. Care for a drink? Wine? Why am I being nice to you? Wow, you just ruin all the fun by cutting to the chase. You know, some people think it's fun when a beautiful woman invites them to a private location. Yes, well, this is why you can't win at cards. Sometimes you have to let the situation breathe. Give yourself time to assess what's going on. I bet you're in a rush because of that pretty face of yours. You think it's always going to get you out of trouble, don't you? All right. What do I want? Life is long. Why are you in such a rush? You haven't even complimented me on my dress yet. We're both wearing black. I think it's cute when couples match. We're not a couple, and you think it's too revealing. Look, since you're so intent on not enjoying our time together, I guess I'll get to it. You owe me a lot of money. How much? This paper here. This is your cost breakdown. You're a terrible gambler. Look, I'm not foolish enough to squeeze blood from a stone. What would happen if one of my goons turned your pockets inside out? I'm pretty sure the only things that you have that are worth anything are that signet ring of yours and what? Embalming fluid? Who am I gonna sell that to? Exactly. So, I think it's time I took it out of you in trade. That isn't your trade, you fool. You're a necromancer, not a sex worker. I meant you're going to raise someone for me. Have more care with your words. You almost gave me a heart attack. God damn it. Ugh, I spilt wine on my dress. Ugh, I need you to come with me to raise someone. What condition is the body in? I don't know. The name of the deceased? I don't know. You're asking too many questions. I have it on a piece of paper somewhere. Look, this is a favor for my business partner. Yes, I have a business partner. An investor, really. I manage the day-to-day operations, and they have the money. Haven't you heard the old expression? Anyone who has a partner also has a master. Anyways, we're raising his uncle. I guess he was loaded, but a little paranoid. You can do that, right? Good. Yeah, me and my partner had a big fight about money last week. This is the peace offering, so everything needs to be perfect. I'm coming with you. Stop it! You're annoying me. It's not a date, it's a job. Honestly, I think you're better seen than heard. You're lucky, I'm pretty sure that face of yours draws in some customers, otherwise I would have settled this with you long ago. You think I like reminding you every day how much you owe me? I think you're full of yourself, and you don't know who you're messing with. Look, tomorrow morning I want you to meet me at the cemetery in town. And if you don't, I really will break your knuckles. Okay? Okay. I'll see you then. There you are. Come on, we're going into the mausoleum, the big one covered in moss. You should feel right at home. It's a long way down. Wanna pretend we're friends and make small talk? Ha ha, yes, I did say you were better seen than heard. But it's dark in here and I can't see you. Come Come on. After this, I won't see you anymore. Unless you come by the bar to gamble, but if I were you, I wouldn't. What's my small talk? Yeah. Is that better than hearing how bad you are at blackjack? All right. How did you become a necromancer? I heard you have to die? Nearly die. But only as a kid. Ooh, no wonder there's not a lot of you. So, what was it? I mean, what almost killed you? It's personal. Oh, sorry. I didn't know it was a faux pas to ask. But we're here. We don't have to pretend anymore. The body you need to raise is at the end of this hall. Come on. Pitter-patter. What? People say that. Yeah. Pitter-patter, let's get at her. Yeah, well, you're not from around here. Ugh, you're so weird. Come on, this place gives me the creeps. And it's freezing this far underground. Ugh. Really? The cold is good for the bodies? Is that why you're handling it so well? Go figure. How is it better for them? Oh, slows the rate of decomposition. Well, I learned something new today. This definitely wasn't a temperature made for the living. Here, the door has a strange lock. Rich people are so weird. It's like a locket? There we go. Ugh, creepy. And it closes behind us? What? Why does your face look like that? Hey, easy with the coffin. It's probably really empty! Why is it empty? The door? No. Damn it! The key, there's no lock. It's just a stone slab. I'm such an idiot. I can't believe I trusted my partner. After that fight we had. He wanted to start rigging the games. I guess he figures if I'm out of the way, he gets a better cut. I've been set up. We're stuck here. I got God. Ugh, it's so cold. I can't even feel my fingers. What are we gonna do? Oh, a hug. Yeah, that's one way to keep warm. What? Get in the empty coffin together. Have you lost your marbles? That's creepy. Okay, yeah, it would be warm, but also dark, and... Oh, I really like it when you hug me. Right, you're right. I'm spiraling. We have no options, and it's only going to get colder. Damn it, though. I hate being backed into a corner. Okay. Okay. I'm not claustrophobic. I'm a bar owner. A gambler. A loan shark. People are afraid of me. I can do this. All right. Take the lid off. Oh, that's really creepy. Okay. Do you want the left or the right side? Oh, it's more of an on top of you situation. Right. Thanks for letting me be on top. Let's get in. Oh, sorry, is that my foot? I don't mean to... Yeah, I just need a second. Sorry, I'll just tuck my head in. Yeah, okay. Sorry, I don't want our legs to get tangled and, Oh, I can lower myself down. I don't have to... Right, of course. Oh, by the gods. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just gonna... Will we have enough air? You left it open a crack? Right. Why do I have the feeling that you've done this before? I'm just going to tuck my head on your shoulder. Oh, that is warm. Would you please put one of your arms around me? I mean, we're stuck here. We might as well get cozy. Thank you. Oh. Now that I'm laying down, this is nicer than I thought it would be. Good idea. Has anyone ever told you that you smell good? No, really. You smell like the trees that grow around here. It suits you. Don't sniff me back. I'm ticklish. I just hyped myself up and told myself how ferocious I was. You can't make me giggle. But thank you. It is a great perfume. Yeah, cherry. I like food scents. It keeps me hungry. Sorry, I don't mean to fidget. I'm just impatient. Like, what are we gonna talk about for hours while we wait for help to arrive? I'm not a patient person, you know. Oh, thank you. Your hand on my back feels really good. I've been high-strung lately, even before we got trapped. You can't just pacify me by petting me like a cat. That's only going to work for 10 minutes, by my estimation. Just focus on breathing. Ugh, that's some meditative necromancer shit, isn't it? Okay, fine. Sorry, I didn't mean to be insulting. Oh, that's my stomach. I'm so hungry. Okay. Right. A deep breath in. Oh, I can feel your chest moving with me. I haven't felt another person breathing with me in a while. Okay. Oh, why has it been so long? I've just been busy running the bar. You're so warm. I thought necromancers were cold. Or is that just what they say in the stories? You're kind of a dork, you know that? Hey, necromancer? I'm sorry I got you into this mess. No, everything is entirely my fault. Not just us being trapped, but, this is harder to say than I thought it would be. Your debt to me, or a portion of it. I can feel your hand tightening on my back. I'll explain everything. I owe you an explanation. I have for a long time. I really liked you when I first saw you. I've seen 2 necromancers pass through this town before. No one stays. I know that you're always on the move. It's the nature of the job. I'd just gotten out of a bad relationship and I saw you at the card table. And I don't know. Everything went quiet. The sounds of the bar just died away and I couldn't stop looking at you. My palms got sweaty. And I started hearing my heartbeat. I've never had anything like that happen to me before. It was surreal. And I'm sorry. I signaled to the dealer to load your deck. We don't do that often, only if we think someone is cheating already. I know. I just wanted to have you run up a bit of a tab, I swear. It was a horrible thing to do. I don't know what came over me. I'm not that kind of gal. I was desperate for a reason to keep you around, to have an excuse to talk to you. And I figured if I could keep you in my life for a second, I'd figure it out. How to tell you, how to ask you out properly. I know. It's stupid. I feel stupid. Especially now that I'm here, finally cuddled up to you. You're a good person. A bit quiet, maybe a little strange, but good. You don't deserve the lusty machinations of some barfly with no honor. How many hands did I have you lose? Just a few. The first few, I think, 5? No, really. The first night you came in and lost, that was all me. But everything after was you. I had no idea you were going to hit a massive losing streak. You really do have bad luck. I mean, I don't have to tell you that now. You're trapped in a coffin. I don't know. I've never panicked like that when I've seen another person that I'm attracted to. I've never felt so strongly that I had to do something to get their attention. And I had power over you in that moment, and I took advantage of it. And I've been reeling for weeks about it because I didn't realize I was capable of that. When I got into this fight with my business partner, I was relieved. No, really, I was. I thought, oh good, I can call in a favor with that cute necromancer and clear the debt. And I was going to try and make it up to you. How? Oh, yeah, I'd love to talk about that. I have an amazing bottle of champagne waiting for you back in my office. And, I had some jewelry made for you. No, it's really nice. It has garnets in it. The really expensive ones, they're the color of oxblood. And the salesman said they're supposed to help with money issues. Are you squeezing me tighter? Come on, don't tease me like that. You're supposed to be mad at me. Yeah, you should scream or something. No one would hear you anyway. I sound like I'm smirking? No, I just mean, if I'm gonna confess that I did you dirty, it would be hot if I get to hear you lose your temper. Quit laughing, you're shaking me. No, no, I was kidding. I love the way you sound when you laugh. I mean it, though. I'm so sorry. That was rotten of me. I'm going to make it up to you. I've been trying to make it up to you, but you got caught up in my bullshit. I can make it up to you now? No way, it can't be that easy. Oh, you want a kiss? Well, I don't want to just kiss you. I want to make the neighbors listen. I've been dreaming of running my fingers through your hair for weeks. But I mean, we can start with a kiss. How's that sound? Oh, get over here, you beautiful idiot. Mm. Once we get out of here, we are going to have a proper good time, I promise. We were limited due to our circumstances. I love that thing you do where you run your finger down the muscles in my neck. Yeah, that one. What is it called? Oh, there's no way I'm going to be able to pronounce that. I'm starting to realize that you know a lot about anatomy. That's neat. I'm not much of a bookworm. Be quiet. Jeez, fine. I thought I was being nice, having a chat with you after. Most gals would just go to sleep. Just breathe again? Okay. You got so serious all of a sudden. Are you okay? Right, right. A deep breath in, as deep as I can. Hold it, and then exhale in a sigh. Do it two more times? Okay. But I'm only doing this because I owe you. I'm not a monk or anything. A deep breath in. Feeling my ribs get bigger. Taking another sip of air. Hold. And exhale in a sigh. Okay, that does feel pretty good. One more. The deepest breath I've taken so far. Hold. And a sigh. You're rubbing my back. Hey, come on. Say something. Why aren't you talking? Wait, you're not moving. Come on, don't play dead in a coffin with me. I can feel you breathing. What gives? Is this revenge? I said I was sorry. Come on, you're freaking me out. Is this a necromancer thing? A fetish? Please, please open your eyes. Don't die on me. Are you sick? Oh my gods, this is what a panic attack feels like. Hey, your eyes are open. Oh, thank every fucking god. Don't you ever scare me like that again. I just about had a heart attack. Well, thank you. Oh my gods. Do you hear that? Do you hear it too? The footsteps? Oh, my men came to rescue us. I knew they would. Come on, let's hop out of this box. I want to look confident when they get in here. I want to sit on the lid and pretend I was filing my nails the whole time. What do you mean that's not my men on the other side of the door? What? Don't tell me they're your friends. I've been watching you for months. You don't have any. What? What you said is so brilliant, I need you to repeat yourself. I can hardly believe it. You raised the other people in this tomb. That's what you were doing. My business partner said his family has a history of not being raised, even though they have the money. And everyone you raised is related to him? Like, out of this tomb that he sent us to? His great aunt? His grandmother? His late mother? And you explained everything? Why you were trapped? Oh, don't tell me. Don't tell me. They're pissed? Wow, this is amazing. Is this ironic? I've never been sure what ironic means. That's what you were doing when you were tapped out. Wow, that's so cool. I didn't know you were raising the dead. I'm impressed. I bet they're gonna crack that trick door any second. I think some of them probably designed it when they were alive. But wait, there's one thing I don't get. Why didn't you do that from the start? Like when we first got trapped? You'll tell me later? Okay. I'm holding you to that, though. Wow, they messed that door up. Damn, I am terrified and excited. They look mad as hell. What did you tell them? Wow, it was such a mistake to trick you into owing me money. Okay, I'll handle the talking. I know you're the quiet type. How's my hair look? You didn't mess it up too much, did you? Okay. Ladies! Yes, yes, things have not been working out with your descendant. I am so sorry to disturb your rest. Please, follow me. I'll lead you right to your descendant and my partner. I'm sure you can make him see reason. I told you I had that champagne. Can I pour a glass for my victorious necromancer hero? Oh, what a day. Oh, I'm exhausted. My business partner was disgraced and ran out of town by his own family. And they generously allowed me to buy him out at a discount. So kind. I'm a full owner now. Oh, it feels amazing. Here, I want to show you the jewelry I got you too. I wasn't blowing smoke when we were trapped together. The guilt was eating me alive. I hate having a conscience. It makes running a gambling den and bar so much harder. Do you like it? I want you to think of me when you wear it. I mean, you're also going to have plenty of opportunities to think of me. I'm not going anywhere. I'm already planning our next date. We're on a date right now. Oh, and by the way, I'm your girlfriend. You kissed me, and that's the rule. You seem okay with all that. Are you blushing? Aw, my cute little necromancer. I can't wait to spoil you. You have a great smile, you know that? It warms my heart. Yeah, you haven't smiled a lot since I've known you. I assumed that was just a necromancer thing. Oh, it isn't. You've just been feeling sad. Probably because I put you in debt. I'm really sorry to hear that. Oh, even before? You don't have to deal with that feeling alone anymore. I'm here for you now. And you can be as sad as you want. Wait, you were so sad you couldn't raise the dead? I didn't know that was a thing. How does that work? Get out. You have to lead by example. Like, you have to like being alive, so they'll accept your raising and want to be alive too, or at least kind of alive? I had no idea. Yeah, I thought you just asked them nicely. You ask them too? That's good. Wait, so you're saying we in the coffin, that magical time together, helped you remember the good parts of being alive? Oh, well, I'm happy to help. We better spend a lot of time together so we can remind you of the good things in life. Not just the warm, intimate parts, but all of it. Good food, cuddles in front of the fire, games, walks in the park. I'll give you all of it, okay? Just stick around. I've got you. You don't have to be alone anymore, and I think we're going to be great together. Besides, I have a good head for business, and I bet you I could drum up some necromancer jobs. What do you say? We'll make a great team. I guess pulling me to sit in your lap is supposed to be a yes. I like it. And I'm so glad that it worked out. I know we had a strange beginning, but I don't know. I lost my train of thought. I'm just really happy. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for my bar. I haven't felt like this in a while. Normally, I'd be really scared. I'd be thinking about how things could go wrong, how I could lose you or disappoint you. But I feel quiet and content and safe, and it's incredible. You're incredible. And I'm going to show you that. This is a partnership now. I'm going to do right by you, and I know you're going to do right by me. Thank you so much for forgiving me, for being so graceful about my panic. Everything is going to be okay. No matter what happens, we have each other.